Guys, it's Wednesday, it's May 26th, and it's a full moon. You know what that means? I get to talk with Wendy Wrights. And you're going to find out more about this full moon right after this.
Welcome to Conversations with Roland, where the goal of this show is to learn life secrets through diverse experiences. I am your host, Roland Achenjang.
Guys, welcome to another episode of Conversations with Roland. As always, I am super excited to record these conversations, and today is no different. Today with me is a guest who you are very familiar with. It's my very good friend, Wendy Wrights, who is here to tell us about today's full moon. Wendy, how are you?
I'm doing great, Roland. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I got like butterflies in my stomach. I'm feeling excited. It's a full moon, so, you know, heightened energies, etc. But overall, great and excited to be recording this conversation with you as always.
Yes, yes. We have a lot to talk about today. It's an amazing day. Today is also a full lunar eclipse that's going to happen.
Ah, you know, lunar eclipse, can you talk a little bit about how that, I don't know if there's more to the fact that it being an eclipse changes the way it affects us, being that it's a full moon?
Well, the moon comes across the sun and blocks out the sun. Mm-hmm. So it's very much like the new moon, only at the full moon. So you get that instantaneous alignment. And so it opens up aspects of your subconscious and consciousness together at the same time. So it's like a kind of a aspect that's going on.
Okay. When you say open up both, does that mean it's more, I don't even know what to ask next. I'm sorry. But I'm trying to.
Okay. So we start at the new moon, which is like planting a seed. Mm-hmm. And then we go through this first half of the moon cycle, which brings out a new self-expression. Mm-hmm. So at this time when we're having our new self-expression, the moon comes across the sun again. And so that's another alignment. So what it does is it actually kind of invigorates this new self-expression even more. It heightens it in a way.
Okay. So it's from this time going forward that we get to put even more into practice the new self awarenesses that we have, I would say, become aware of.
Uh-huh. So like, you know, in a car when they design a turbo thruster.
Yeah.
And it all of a sudden kicks in.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's just like you're going along and then all of a sudden it goes like that. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what a lunar eclipse does, in a way.
Okay.
If you want to get a really practical analogy.
That makes sense. Here's something I'm thinking of, too. Are all full moons eclipses?
No.
No. Okay.
No. No, no, no. Actually, it's a blood full moon, which means that, and these technical things, I'm not that versed in. Okay. I just kind of understand more the theory and conceptual aspects of them. So the blood moon is because it's kind of setting. And so when it sets and this lunar eclipse happens, that it turns red.
I see.
As it's doing that. So I actually am on the Pacific coast where it's going to be really perfect to view it. But it's going to be at 4 a.m. So gonna have to sit on the beach in the middle of the night.
There you go. Make sure to take some pictures and post.
Okay. Sounds good.
By the end of the day today, I guess. Or sometime. Now, I am actually glad that you clarified that, because I was trying to kind of get to the bottom of the fact that this full moon being an actual lunar eclipse, how that affects it. And what you, I mean, the analogy you provided, that's pretty, I think, self-explanatory, right? Mm-hmm. The extra jerk.
Yeah. Yeah, the extra, you know, moving you forward, you know, and it moves the entire consciousness forward. Collective okay. consciousness, and we're part of that. So there's Neat. An individual aspect.
Mm-hmm. Neat. So this lunar cycle, right? It's the fifth lunar cycle, and it's all about Venus's compassion. So over the last 2 weeks, we got awarenesses, we got inspirations about how to express this Venus's compassion. And you talked about it a little bit when we discussed the new moon in this lunar cycle, but would you mind recapping a little bit more what Venus's compassion entails?
Yes. So Venus is very much about feelings, and it's also about relationships and reflections that relationships give you. And so probably during this first half of the moon cycle, you had one relationship that's probably come forward that is bringing forth new, deeper levels of compassion. It might challenge you in a way. You might have to step forward in a new way. You might have to create boundaries. Or you might be the other way where you just have to, you know, open your heart and let this person in to and receive that reflection and that sense of connection with the other person. So that's really where the compassion comes in. It's like a situational exercise where it's getting you to bring forth feelings, but then getting to the point of being more compassionate and putting yourself in the other person's shoes and understanding where they're coming from.
Absolutely. And I think now would be a great time to share some experiences that we've each had over the last 2 weeks that would kind of speak to what this moon cycle was helping us become aware of in terms of who we are. And then, you know, in the future, self-realizations as a result. But for about 2 years now, I've been working on a project to start this business, which is separate from all this other stuff that I'm doing, that would help retail pharmacies automate some of the work that we have to do, specifically independent retail pharmacies. And at the start of this year, it took on a new gear, essentially. If I was moving in first gear, kind of slow, maybe it went to second. But when April hit, maybe it went to third. But over these last 2 weeks, what has really been the forefront of the work that we're doing now is raising capital. And so what I've had to do is speak to all these potential investors and really step into their shoes to help them get comfortable with giving me their money or investing in me and my idea, because they're not the ones essentially who are going to be running the company. And it takes a lot for somebody to just give you, you know, thousands and thousands or even tens up to hundreds of thousands of dollars to start a business. And answering a lot of those questions has been one way in which Venus's compassion has affected me during this last 2 weeks, for sure. Because we're putting together, you know, pitch decks, etc. And in there, we're really trying to step into the shoes of a potential investor, gauge what kind of questions they're going to want answered, and then provide those answers within that. And so that's one way that has happened. On top of that, there was graduations as well that we, you know, we went to over the weekend. So you're kind of getting this feeling of people who have accomplished something great and are stepping now into the world with newfound knowledge. And as you mentioned, it's kind of a good time to give people hugs, or you're going to feel like giving people hugs. So there was a lot of that and a lot of support. And that's one, I guess, two ways in which Venus's compassion has helped me realize how different people are, I guess, experiencing life on Earth, particularly the potential investors. Kind of stepping into your shoes to make yeah. them feel comfortable to give me all your money. So, mm-hmm.
so yeah. So and I think it's great. Like these investors are new types of relationships, aren't they? That you haven't had before.
Absolutely.
And can you feel it? Like it's like expanding the way you understand the world, and also expanding like a connection with another person that's more on monetary. And the relationship is more based with money, maybe, and the giving and taking of that. And so that's really what this moon cycle is all about, is that expansion of relationship. And so that, so in your particular experience, you're going to be able to see during this moon cycle how you've grown, how you know yourself differently because of that, you know, those new relationships. You've expanded yourself in that way.
For sure. And, you know, a big part of it, at least for me, is being comfortable enough or feeling like, oh, I'm worthy enough for you to invest in me and my idea. And part of that expansion, which I have come to appreciate, is when you're growing, there's going to be some resistance where you might question, oh my gosh, is this really going to work? It's very risky. You might ruin relationships. But the fact that, you know, we're doing the homework to answer the questions, even validate the process or the business for ourselves, it's usually where we, or I turn to make sure that I'm feeling comfortable about this expansion. And then many times I've also gone back to times in my past where I've made really big decisions like this, where, you know, you're expanding your consciousness in myriad ways, and it can feel very nerve-wracking. And and with me, it's like I said at the beginning, I got butterflies in my stomach, right? But that has been over the last 2 weeks, and I mean, more so today too. Yeah, trying to bring that up.
Yeah, definitely. And I think it very much brings you to that precipice that you're kind of talking about, where you get to a precipice and you can feel where you could fall back into your old behavioral patterns, or you could take the new step forward. And it's very interesting how you can feel that point, like you can feel yourself choosing, am I going to take the next step with this relationship, to build it, to let it evolve into a more holistic, balanced relationship, or am I going to fall back into those old behavioral patterns and not have that worthiness that you're talking about? And it's really about worthiness of saying, you know, that doesn't work for me anymore. I think I need to build a little more of a boundary, or I need to take another kind of more initiating step with the relationship. And when you take that step, it's exactly how you described it, where it's kind of nerve-wracking, where you're like, you put yourself out there, oh shit, what's going to happen, you know?
Oh, yeah. Wendy, I mean, everything you're saying is absolutely true. And I can add that the universe will always support you, right? And so it's nerve-wracking, but it's kind of the hero's journey. If you're always doing what you're comfortable with, you're basically doing U-turns in a cul-de-sac. You gotta get out of there sometimes. So, yeah. And so, I mean, this compassion is certainly heightened today. And one aspect that we talked about in our last conversation had to do with the chakra that it's affected. And I may be jumping the gun here, unless there was more you wanted to mention. Or even, actually, I don't know if you mind sharing how the last 2 weeks have been for you as well.
Several relationships, but I've had one relationship. It's an older relationship I've had my entire life with kind of a friend from grade school, high school, long time. It's one of those relationships where I took kind of a second seat and let her lead a lot. And then we're going to meet up, and I had to kind of step forward and say, I actually have an agenda that I need to kind of keep while we're in this area, we're traveling. And so I had to take a step that I usually don't take in that relationship. And then it was kind of unsettling. And then when I took the step, so much was revealed with different things, and it opened the relationship up on a deeper level. So it was very instrumental, but I was at that precipice. Do I just, you know, fall into my old pattern, or do I take the step? And the new step is allowing this friend to see the new expression of me. You know, Wendy doing podcasts, Wendy more with me, we, and us, and all of this information, which this friend isn't really knowledgeable about that. So kind of that stuff. Cool. Yeah. Yeah.
When you're doing podcasts, that should be like the title of a TV show. When you're doing podcasts. Yeah. But that's awesome. And one of the good things about, you know, using the moon cycles as a tool to help with self-realization is really stories like this where you're sharing and seeing how there are always these opportunities for you to expand your consciousness. Mm-hmm. But by bringing in what the influences of the moon cycle has during that particular moon cycle, then you can add some context to the challenges that you're facing. And I don't mean challenges in a bad way, but essentially to the opportunities to expand your consciousness. You can add context to it and help you realize that it's not a random set of events. They're really great opportunities for you and everybody else. So.
The term I have, Roland, is situational exercises. Every moon cycle has situational exercises. Just like if you're doing a textbook and you get to the point where you have to do a practical application of the information, that's exactly what happens in a moon cycle. So we're presented with situational exercises, and then it's this, okay, what are we going to choose in this exercise? How do we apply what the moon cycle's about in the exercise, and that's where the learning potentials are.
Oh, yeah. Could not agree more, Wendy. So the chakra that this current moon cycle is affecting is our Earth Star chakra. So would you mind speaking to that a little bit more and how that's going to now play its role during the full moon and beyond?
Most people understand the seven traditional chakras, but there's a chakra, the chakras above and below those. And we're actually, the Earth Star is the chakra right below the root chakra. And it has to do with Gaia, and it has to do with our heart opening up and actually becoming merged, or it's very much a connection with Gaia's star. So we have a soul star and we have the Earth Star. And those two, because they're stars, really work together. And so when we do this Venus compassion, it's very much interconnected with Gaia in that way. And how everything is interconnected. So when we're going through this moon cycle and we have these relationship situational exercises, it's very much opening ourselves up to the larger compassion of others. And also, Gaia plays a part in that because we are part of the symbiotic system of her. And so it's all very interconnected that way.
Okay. That makes sense to me. Mm-hmm. And there have been some news stories that have, you know, made it in the media lately that I also feel I've had some compassion towards, or just some, you know, yeah, essentially some compassion towards. And a big one, and we don't have to talk about it, I'm just going to mention it quickly, it has to do with what's going on in the Middle East. Like that information, there's just been a lot of compassion there from me, hoping that they can find some sort of resolution as soon as possible. And it's not something that you hear about all the time, even though it's been ongoing forever, but lately it's just ratcheted up to to a point where I thought, oh, wow, maybe this is an example of that expanded awareness too, related to the Gaia or the Earth Star chakra. And just because when we recorded the new moon video, we talked about expanded awareness. You know, I was thinking more of somebody next to me other than me. And, you know, I gave the example of the stories of potential investors in my company. But you mentioned, oh, it could be the entire Earth, even the entire cosmos, essentially. And then when we get into the next moon cycle, that's going to be a lot more way, way, way more expanded. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Besides the chakra, there's also the sacred geometry that we like to talk about during the full moon.
Mm-hmm.
And so with this one, what do we need to be aware of?
Okay. So before I talk about the sacred geometry, I think I should talk about what this full moon week is and what the third quarter week is.
The third quarter?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So during the full moon, this is your new self-expression. You've gone through the first 2 weeks and seeds have been planted with your learning potentials. And then you go through an adventurous week, which was the first quarter week, where those come out as activities and more manifested in form. And so we're at this beautiful point right now of the full moon where those things are in full bloom. Like those things have taken shape and form and we're actually this beautiful flower that's opening up. And what happens is we can see within us this new self-expression. We can feel within us how we have grown, how we have a new experience of ourself. And so what's going to happen in the second half of this moon cycle is we're going to take that full moon expression and it's going to be incorporated into our consciousness, into the way we understand. So when we have our full moon expression, it's very much about the experience. And then we go the process of assimilating that experience into understanding, knowledge, and wisdom about ourselves. And so the sacred geometry that's involved in that with this whole moon cycle is that there's energetic shapes that surround us that create this experience, that establish this experience. And the Earth star is very much the bottom point on the octahedron. So the octahedron has a top point and a bottom point. When you look at it, the bottom point is the Earth star and the top point is the soul star. They both have the word star. So what that does is it's taking the lower, more practical, more three-dimensional aspects of us, the Earth star, with the soul star, which is the top point, which is the more ethereal aspects of ourselves. So within this Earth star, the bottom half of that octahedron has four triangles to it, and each triangle represents the different elements of earth, air, water, and fire. And so the octahedron in general, each element then also is associated with physical, spiritual, emotional, and mental. So each one of those elements is in association with an aspect of ourself. So that's what's coming together with the Earth star and the soul star. It brings those things together where we're in connected. Like if you think of the elements of the earth or Gaia, we're very much like the as above, so below aspect, where the aspects of ourself are totally interrelated with those very primal elements of how everything is created or the basic dynamics and also elements of this three-dimensional experience.
I see. So with thanks for that explanation, by the way, of the octahedron. And you mentioned the four triangles at the bottom of the octahedron with the Earth soul star. Now, when you go up and you have the Earth star, and then you have the soul star on the top octahedron. And then you mentioned spirit, mind, mental, and body.
It's physical, spiritual, emotional, and mental.
Okay.
So then the top point, so you have those four triangles, and where they come together at the top is the soul star. That's the ethereal existential aspect of yourself.
Okay. So our focus during this full moon is more on the physical aspects of ourselves, like the more grounded, since it's at the bottom.
Yes.
Now, yes. Is there a practical way to become aware of this can you give an example of how somebody can maybe go through an experience and it would be related to the elements that were made of, the grounded physical elements that were made of?
Okay, so yesterday I took a day trip up Highway 1 and in California on the Pacific Coast. And I was sitting there watching the waves crash against the rocks, and the wind was blowing the waves. Okay, so in my experience, there was the air, the water, and the earth. Okay, and I sat there and I thought, fire isn't a part of this experience right now. But the fires last year in California, there were thousands of fires in California, all over the place. So in your everyday experience like that, you can go to that dimensional level and say, where you are in the present moment, how are those four elements coming together? So when I got back, we're in an RV park, there was in the campsite next to us, they were having a fire. And they were all sitting around the fire and talking and laughing. And so then I sat and thought, fire came into my day in that way, as a more communal, collective, bringing people together, and that aspect. So every day you have those very primal elements, a part of your experience. It's just you don't usually bring your awareness to it.
Okay. So I'm smiling because the way you describe that brought to mind to me the importance, not necessarily importance, or the opportunities for these moon cycles to make you become more aware of these elements. Like, for instance, with what you talked about, we go through our entire day all the time taking for granted the fact that these primal elements are the constituents of everything that we're experiencing, touching, and etc. And what's nice is that this is more so for you. You're putting the onus on the person to be able to get to that realization, and then maybe throughout their day recognize that, this is an aspect of earth, wind, fire, or even water that I'm interacting with. And I mean, we do that all the time. Taking a shower, I'm thinking of eating food, that's fire. Even the sunlight, that's fire too, in a way, maybe. But if you're outside and there's wind, you're always going to feel that. And you're walking on earth. So, no, that's neat. It's neat to be able to recognize those elements. And
mm-hmm. And especially like when you have, yesterday was a very windy day here. Like really, really windy, where you couldn't, if you got out of the car, you were actually shifted your body. You know how that, when it's so windy that you have to push against the wind in the other way. And very windy days are very much about change. They have to do with the change, the mental aspect, and change in our consciousness. So on a windy day, I'm very aware of what is it that, like, what thoughts or beliefs are being challenged today because of the windy day.
Cool. Can you go through all four real quick?
So air is mental, okay? Emotion.
So windy day would be change.
Uh-huh. Okay. And emotions are water.
Water.
Spiritual mm-hmm. is fire. And physical is earth.
Okay. So earthquakes there.
Yeah.
All right. Neat. Now, can you speak about the ether? Because that's, I mean, it's, ether is another mm-hmm. one of the elements, but it's not included in the bottom. I wonder if it's the base of the bottom.
It's where it comes together, and where the soul, where that earth star is.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so the earth star is very much what people consider ether. And if you go to the top half of the pyramid and you look at the physical, emotional, spiritual, mental, that existential aspect is the soul star.
Oh.
So do you see how they're the top and the bottom?
Mm-hmm.
The
mm-hmm.
fifth aspect is the top and the bottom where they come together.
Okay.
The four different, aspects of the self and the elements.
Neat. Now I'm going to be walking around paying attention to the weather. It's raining today, so my emotions are all over the place. I'm going to be
there. You go. Yes. It and you know, sometimes people and my husband Chris, I'll be talking in this dimensional aspect, and he goes, "Can I just be okay with it raining?" And I'm like, "Sure, go ahead." You know, you know, because a lot of times we just can enjoy the rain. We don't have to go so deep, but it's really fun sometimes to sit and say, or especially like I'm at the ocean where there's just this huge body of water and it's crashing on the rocks, and why am I enjoying this crashing effect? You know, so it has to do with my emotional being right now. You know, that is satisfying me. Maybe things are breaking apart emotionally for me.
I hope in a good way. Setting you up for some new realizations,
yes,
always.
Yes, they are.
Oh, yes, no, that was great. Yes. And thanks for that. And very awesome information about, you know, one of the sacred geometric shapes, the octahedron. But we are right at the end here. Full moon, Venus's compassion. Oh, do you want to speak quickly about the third week, the third quarter week?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Okay. So we have the, from the full moon to the third quarter is the full moon week. And that's all about play. And it's about relationships. So we're going to have a double whammy of relationships, because the moon cycle is about relationships. And then this week that we're going into is very much about relationships. So we'll probably have a lot more interaction going on, and we'll have a lot more situational exercises come up that way.
Okay.
For the learning potential. And that play week with those relationships, it's very much about us, the fulfillment of our new self-expression and the demonstration of it. So we're going to have opportunities where we maybe spontaneously do things that express this new way of experiencing of ourselves. So then the third quarter is very much after we demonstrate our new self-expression, then we go into the process of our mind reorienting itself so that it can assimilate all that understanding, experience into knowledge and wisdom.
Okay.
So we go from the third quarter to the new moon with that happening.
With a new self-realization.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
All right. And I remember just one last thing is during that, you know, from that third quarter moon week, you could get kind of funky, kind of down when you're re-assimilating.
Yes.
And I always throw out meditation as an option for you there.
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely. Definitely. And in this particular third quarter, we might get a little more frustrated with our relationships.
It's good to know.
At that point, they may seem like they're not fulfilling us in the way we want them to.
Yeah, I can see that. Trying to raise money. I'm gonna take a vacation. Wendy, it's always a pleasure to connect with you. Guys, if you're listening, meweandus.org, make sure to go on there. Make sure to get your Moon Vibes Planner. I'm using that regularly. It's right here. Right? And anything else, Wendy, before we close?
No. Happy full moon, Roland.
Thank you. Guys, thanks for listening. You know how to connect with me, roland@changeyang.com. And as always, I invite you to create an amazing day.